Jackson of the International Secret Police. Speed, Kinka, and most of Chief Yeyava's warriors at the entrance to the jungle hideout of the octopus, with strict orders not to enter unless he calls them, Clint enters the place hidden under the termite hill only to find it deserted. A large laboratory is filled with equipment and books on radio energy, however, and while Clint is trying to learn what the octopus was experimenting on, a door automatically shuts, closing off their only chance of escape. Immediately after this, the octopus himself speaks to his prisoners over shortwave radio, telling them that he had planned this trap for them and that they will never escape to stop him from using a new death ray he has perfected with which he will rule the world. We find Clint and Barney vainly trying to break the door down and finding it increasingly difficult to breathe.
It's no use, Barney. We couldn't break that door down if we had a ram, which we haven't. Better stop trying. We'll use up what little oxygen we have left to breathe.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Clint. But this here door is our only way out. We've looked every place else in this hideout, and there's only this one way, in or out.
And that's the most unusual for an octopus hideout. He always has at least one more exit in case one is blocked.
Yeah, I guess he figured he was safe here. Never thought we'd find this dump under a termite hill. And now I kind of wish we never had. If I'm going to shuffle off, I can think of better places to do it in than a termite hill. What'll people think if it gets around?
I don't feel much like laughing, Barney, but you'd get a laugh out of any situation, even one as serious as this.
You think I'm kidding? No, sirree.
We can't send out a call for help either, because that set the octopus spoke over is completely dead now.
Oh, sure. He wouldn't leave us an out like that. Hey, what are they doing?
Some sort of chant.
Say, Chief Yava, what are your warriors singing about?
They sing to jungle gods to save them, Barney Dunlap.
Save them? If it'd do any good, I'd sing too. But that'd just be using up the air that much faster. And on top of that, I don't think it'd do any good.
Yes, it do good. Jungle gods hear prayer. Send jungle brothers to help them.
I hope you're right, Chief, but it'll take more than prayers or brothers to get us out of this mess. What are you doing with your pocket knife, Clint?
I'm going to work around the edges of the door with a knife, Barney.
You don't expect to cut your way out through that wood.
No, but there's one chance in a million. We could make enough of an opening to let in fresh air. If we could do that, we could also fire those signal shots and bring Speed and the others to help us.
Say, that's an idea. But I don't think it'll work, Clint. That wood's too thick.
Don't you think I know it, Barney? At least we'll be trying to find a way out. Anything is better than just sitting and waiting.
Yeah, I know, pal. Come on, I got a knife, too. If we can't do any more than cut our initials in the wood, at least we'll be trying, like you said.
Gosh, Kinka, Clint and Barney have been under that termite hill for 3 hours now.
Yes, Spade Gibson. The sun is high in the heavens.
Something's happened, Kinka. I know it has. And even if Clint did tell us not to leave here until we heard his signal, I'm going in.
You would disobey His Excellency's orders?
Yes, because I think they need help. You don't have to go in with me, Kinka, if you don't want to. You stay out here with the rest of your Yava's warriors.
I stay out here while you risk your life in the passage under the ground? No, Speed Gibson. I go where you go. I think it would be well to take Chief Yava's warriors with us, leaving two or three behind to guard the entrance in case of further attack from the outside.
Swell, Kinka. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Let's get started right away, huh?
Yes. Shall I give the commands to these Swahilis?
Yes. I can't talk their language. That's a cinch.
Very well. They are ready to follow us, Speed Gibson. Those three warriors there will remain at the entrance.
Okay. Here's a flashlight for you, Kinka. Know how to work it?
No.
Just shove this over like this. See, now the light's on.
I see. It is another one of your miracles, huh?
Come on now, Kinka. We don't want to waste any time. Down these dirt stairs.
I am beside you, Speed Gibson.
Boy, Chief, the office warriors have sure been swell. They don't ask any questions, but just go ahead and do as they're told.
Yes, and they are very brave in battle. You saw that when Chief Miengai's warriors attacked us.
Yeah. Wonder if he's back in Leopoldville yet.
Oh, yes. His stretcher bearers must have arrived there long ago. They travel very fast.
I'll bet the chief can tell us plenty about the octopus. They'll talk. Well, here we are at the bottom of the stairs. Boy, look at this passage.
It's very dark down here. If we did not have these flashlights, we could see nothing.
No. Gosh, wonder where Clint and Barney are. You think if they'd found something, we'd at least be hearing some kind of a noise?
And if the octopus and his men overcame their excellencies, we would have been attacked by now, would we not?
You can't always tell about the octopus, Kinka. He never does things like any other criminal. Say, raise your flashlight beam there ahead. Looks like the end of the passage.
The end? Why, yes. It appears to be a wooden door.
That's funny. We haven't passed any other door since coming down here. Clint and Barney must be on the other side of that door.
Or the octopus.
If he is, we'll give him a fight. It'll be kind of hard for Chief Iyava's warriors, fighting with spears in this passage. But we've got guns. That's something.
But first we shall try to pass the barrier, huh?
Yeah. We're almost to it now. Boy, that's a door, Kinka. Look at that wood. Must be plenty thick.
There's no way of opening it, Speed Gibson.
Say, you're right. And Kinka.
Yes?
Look, it's set in kind of a frame. This isn't the kind of a door that opens out. This must have been dropped from above. And I won't budge an inch.
Oh, well, what shall we do then?
The octopus might be on the other side of the door like you said, Kinka. And then again, he might not. We'll have to run that chance and try to open it anyhow.
But how shall we accomplish that?
Those spears look pretty heavy, don't they?
The shafts? Oh, yes.
Tell the fellas to turn them around and try to break the door down with them.
An excellent idea, Speed Gibson. Oya! Oya, Kara!
Hey, wait a minute. I thought I heard something. Everybody quiet.
Where are
Clint? Can you hear me?
It's Clint. We're safe, Kinka. Clint, open the door.
I can't see. There's prisoners in here.
Prisoners? They'll suffocate. Kinka, we've got to get through to them somehow.
But how?
Don't worry, Clint. We'll break this door down. What? You expect us to leave you here alone? Nothing doing. We're staying until we get you out of this termite hill. Aren't we, Kinka?
Yes, but it must be soon if their air supply is cut off.
Yeah. You just relax, Clint. We'll get you out. Come on, fellas. Let's try those spear shafts again. Hey, wait a minute. Tell them to time their ramming, Kinka, so they'll all hit the door at the same time. Maybe that'll do the trick. I'll count for them.
Yes.
Okay, begin.
One, two.
That's no use. We'll never get through there in a million years, Kinka. Tell them to stop. Well, let's see now. Can't get through the door. Maybe we can figure out a way to dig around it or under it.
We have only spearheads to dig with, Speed Gibson, and the ground is very hard. Hear it?
Say, what's that by your foot? Sawdust?
Sawdust?
Yeah, it is. Right in front of the door. Must have dropped from the ceiling just above it. Kinka!
You have seen something?
Boy, oh boy, I've got a hunch. Hoist me up to the top of the door, will you? So I can reach the frame that holds it. Get one of your warriors to help you.
Yes.
Are
you ready?
Yep. Hoist away. Go on. That's fine. Now hold me steady while I try the wood of this framework with my knife.
Your knife? I do not understand.
Never mind. You will in a minute. Kinka! Kinka, let me down! We've got a chance of rescuing Clint and Barney and Chief Dayava.
Oh, what have you found?
Termites. The frame above this door is full of them. Wood's all eaten away inside. Tell Yava's warriors to use their spears on the framework, and the whole door will fall in.
Oh, it is a miracle.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me warn Clint first so they won't be hurt when the door falls in. Clint! Clint, can you hear me? Get back from the door. It's going to fall in a little while. It's getting weaker. The air must be almost gone. Get back, Clint. We're coming through. Now, Kinka, Tell them to get busy on that frame with their spears. It's working. Look, they're getting big chunks of wood out with those sharp spears.
Let us put our shoulders against the door and push so that it will fall inwards and not outwards.
Yeah, we can help them that way. The door's given, Kinka.
It must be hoped they have removed almost all the frame that's held it.
Look out! It's going in! Clint, Barney, are you all right?
Yes, Speed. Thanks to you and Kinka.
Yeah, boy, fresh air never smelled so good before in my life. We were just about gone, Speed.
Yes, but jungle gods hear our prayer. Send Jungle Brothers to help us.
What do you mean, Jungle Brothers, Chief Yarber?
Jungle Brothers? The chief's right, Barney.
Yeah, huh? What do you mean, Speed? How did you possibly manage to break down that heavy door?
Termites.
Termites? Listen, kid, I'm in no mood for jokes.
No, honest. The octopus forgot he was in a termite hill when he built that door, Clint. They'd gotten into the framework that held the door and eaten it all away inside. There was nothing to break through that, so we never could have broken the door down. They hadn't gotten to that yet.
But how did you think of termites?
Found sawdust on the passage floor.
Well, I'll be a monkey's grandfather. You and me might as well give up, Clint. We'd be suffocating right now if it wasn't for these kids and the termites.
Yeah, we'll make it up to them later, Bonnie. Right now, we've got to get back to Leopoldville and question Chief Mangar as to the whereabouts of the octopus.
You think he'll tell you, Clint?
He must be. The octopus has a new death ray in his possession. We've got to get to him and destroy that before he begins a wholesale destruction of all who will not obey him. So come on.